What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Housekeeping, make sure you are subscribed at brandonlynette.com. Make sure that you are following me on TikTok and jump into my Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post journal prompts every single day. Why is journaling important? Okay, this is how I've worked out some of my toughest problems. Journaling is how I actually discovered who I was at my core. Journaling is what has helped me to enhance my experience with microdosing psilocybin to where I can now be in the present moment. I'm not reactive. I can sit with my thoughts. I've learned that thoughts are just things. There's a lot of benefits of journaling, so I highly recommend it. And I'm here for everybody that gets stuck because it is hard every single day to think about what do I write? You know, do I just write that I woke up, I ate breakfast, I called my grandma, I took the kids to the park? Like what do we journal about? Well, I help you with tips for that. Okay, so make sure you're in there. Listen, bitch, on Facebook. It's my face. You'll know it's my profile because it's my face. Today, we're just going to talk about strengthening who you are at your core. Okay, your character. Because I feel like it's part of the human experience to want to feel respected by other people. Okay. And the biggest question that I'm going to ask you when we're talking about this is, do you respect yourself? Maybe you're just out here to accomplish more, improve the quality of what you already do, to work all of these, the means to the end on all of these. We want to build our character. You guys are intimidated when I talk about, you know, who you are, your core essence. And I think this kind of breaks it down. Character, it's the inherent complex attributes that determine a person's moral and ethical actions and reactions. Basically, your character is what leads you to make the decisions you make and to perform the behaviors that you perform in everyday life, okay? Mostly the shit you do when no one's watching. So how do we build a stronger self, really learn to know what our morals and values are, what are our ethics? So we have to think about what builds character, what are the morals that guide you? What rules do you follow? And my biggest question for you, you probably need a journal for this episode because I'm asking questions here. Where did you learn the morals that you're guided by? And I want you to be honest with yourself. This was something I had to realize. Are they connected to your own ideas? Is it what your parents taught you? Does it come out through your faith? Is it because of your experience? So something that I grew up with was, you know, treat people how you want to be treated. Okay. So that's the golden rule. And maybe you learn this at home from parents in church. The actual rule is do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Core baseline. Where did you hear this? Where did you learn this? If you can't think of, you know, your own personal guidebook, if you realize at this moment that you don't have a set of guidelines, this is the time to write them down, okay? You get to make up your own rules, and you get to go on a quest to search for morals that you aspire to. Talk to the people that you love about your personal guidelines. I guarantee that if you're ready for that feedback, if you have that emotional maturity to be able to hear what other people have to say, they're going to help you clarify what you really want to live by. So evaluate your life. Have you lived by your guidelines? Are you creating guidelines that you can live by? An important, you know, an important step in building that strength for the core of your character is taking that inventory of your past, all your behaviors, all your choices. Did you make your decisions based on your principles? Like, you know, for example, if you are a Christian and you vow to follow Christian rules, have you applied this? My daughter goes to a Christian college, and I've never seen so much toxic religion in my life, so much judgment, so much shutout, so much they're missing the mark. You know, the Christian rule, Christian morals is love. That's what we want to practice. Love And, you know, I think they're missing a lot of that. And that's okay. We just want to hold ourselves accountable rather than focusing on other people. I've had to get my relationship right, get my heart right, get my house right. It's important that you explore all of these ideas in your past. This is necessary when you want to build and strengthen who you are at your core. And to be able to know this part of you, this is how you change the dynamics of the game of life. This is how you learn to actually pivot to a vibration that fits you. This is where we're like playing with the radio station until we find a song that comes in clear that we actually like. That's what you're doing right now. So this is necessary. Without knowing where you've been, it's hard to see where you're at today. This is another way to like just even, you know, edify your strengths to say, man, I really made it through all this. You know, something needs to change. If you are discovering that your morals don't match your past behaviors, okay? If you've avoided following the rules that you've adopted for life, it's important to just actually take yourself through the process of what you did and what was motivating you in those circumstances. Reflection is everything when it comes to self-relationship and that character development. When you do this, you take the steps forward to change your actions and decisions to better follow your guiding principles. Okay. So you need to consider, frankly, what you'd like to alter about yourself to more closely live by your rules. And then you've got to make a list of what you've noticed. Do you desire to be more honest with others? You start by being honest with yourself. That is something I'm telling myself on the treadmill today because I wanted to get off. 20 minutes went by and I'm like, bitch, get off. It's fine. You did 20 minutes. No, I just kept making these excuses. And I'm like, that's it. I told myself I was going to do this. I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to stay to the end. You got to be honest with you. You got to stop playing this game where you're, you know, manipulating other people to get what you want, to, you know, seek validation, to get the pat on the back for them to sign off on your bullshit, whatever that is. Let go of the manipulation. Whatever changes you plan to make, write it down. There is power in writing this down. That way you can think about it and reflect on it. Then you've got to find people who believe in the same principles. These are the people that you want to watch. We don't want to try to be like people that we don't love and respect. You want to find the people that are in alignment with you. I've changed the game in my life. I finally surrendered to God. So you better believe I'm not following, you know, all the witchcraft pages or, you know, the satanic worshiping cults. I'm not following those people because I want to be with people and align with people who have the same principles. You've got to apply your guidelines every day. From this point forward, you have to focus on the decisions and the habits that you make. You have to be accountable for how you're acting. And it's always with the thought in mind that, you know, you have a new chosen set of rules. So you've got to vow to make the changes you've listed and be honest with yourself. So I say type up your guidelines, put them where you're going to consistently see them. Okay. Bitch, I have construction paper cutouts of shit all over my walls. Okay. So don't be afraid of what it's going to look like, or, you know, that it doesn't fit in the room. Just put that shit up where you're going to see it. This is more important than anything in this moment. When you have this desire to change, you have a desire to get your shit right, okay? The world's gone crazy. Your job right now is to get your house in order, okay? Starting with your body, with yourself, the relationship with yourself, your honesty, getting to the core of who you are, your principles matter. What your character is and who you are, the habits you have, this matters. And it takes effort. It takes work. There's no magic formula for you to just wake up suddenly and boom, you're 100% different and it's easy. This takes time. And maybe, you know, the best you could come up with after this podcast is the golden rule, okay? Treat people like you want to be treated. That's a great fucking start. I've had that echo in my head my entire life. I don't know if I got it in Sunday school with my granny or if it was from my parents. I really honestly don't remember. I know my mom, I remember her saying it. I don't know if that's where it came from. Treat people how you want to be treated. And I mean, maybe you have a long list of, you know, rules and ideals. Whatever the case, you have to stay conscious. Have that flow of communication with yourself every moment of every day Which is why I think keep it simple, stupid, right? The KISS method, keep it simple, stupid. Don't make a huge list. You can if you want to. I get some of you are like list makers. You have to do this. But how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Okay. So if the best you could come up with, or, you know, if you can't bring it down to one, start with that. Treat people how you want to be treated. Do you want people to gossip about you? Then stop fucking talking about people. Do you want people to be honest with you? Then stop lying to people. You know, the list goes on. You want to see loyalty with people? Then stop backstabbing. You want to see commitment? Stop being a fucking flake. It's funny how all of this is going to come back to mirror your reflection. And you guys are getting caught up on the little things. And this isn't everybody. I'm just seeing this constant flow of the struggle of like people just don't feel like they know who they are. And it's because we've become someone that we don't want to admit we are. And that's hard. It is hard taking massive responsibility for where we are. It is hard making change, but it's also hard to stay where you are. You're not having a great time. When is enough going to be enough? When are you going to be tired of being tired? It's time to be fearless in your efforts to follow through with this, to follow your morals, your core values. I've had so many opportunities to sell out, you guys. And I get it. I get it because like you're at the brink, you know, money's on the line and you know, things could change for your family. Just do it, right? Just do it. Like my friend tells me one time, just support this group of people, totally against my core beliefs. Just support them publicly, but you don't have to, you know, be this person behind closed doors. I get that we are tempted every day to sell out, to lie about something working for us just to make that buck. I see you bitches. This is why I feel, you know, I just share the products I love, you guys. I share the products I love, and everything I use comes from a different company. There's not one place I'm going to get all my things, and I'm not going to lie to you and say there is. I'm just not. Would I make more money if I did lie to you and I said everything's right here? Yes, absolutely. I want people to be honest with me. I don't want to sell out. I care about my morals. I care about my values. Telling a lie to make a buck is not who I am, and I stick to that. Do I get the instant reward? Absolutely not. But I do, don't I? I do because I can look in the mirror and I can hold my head high and I can be like, bitch, I'm proud of you. You're doing what you say you're going to do, which is to be honest. I'm never going to fake this shit for you guys. I'm not going to fake it for you guys. I'm not going to hide behind filters and lie that my life is perfect and tell you that there's no struggle. I'm just not going to bullshit you. What is the point in that? Because then it just makes you feel like it's not fucking possible. And I'm literally telling you, anything is possible. Anything you desire is yours if you keep fucking going. And is it going to be yours in 5 minutes? Bitch, I've been at this for 7 years and I don't have everything I want, but I'm not giving up. I do know and believe that it's mine. It's not my timing, but if I stay true to the core values that I hold, if I follow my own rule book, if I treat people how I want to be treated, I'm winning every day because I feel great. I'm happy. I have peace. I don't have guilt eating up at me. I don't have shame eating up at me. And y'all mask it with whatever. So maybe you think you don't have those things either. You have to get solid on who you are. Fearless. You have to stand guard and protect your daily decisions and habits to make sure they're matching up with your core principles, values, ethics. This is what builds character. That shit that's happening to you, the way you react, the way you respond, that's building character. That's the gift. That's what people connect with. That's what people are attracted to, is the core character of who you are. I don't go around asking people what they think of me. I just don't. But I could see it in their response. I can see it in their loyalty. I can see that. People know I'm honest. They know I'm trustworthy. I treat them how I want to be treated. I expect the same in return. That doesn't always happen, and that's okay. It's the lesson in the attempt at grabbing a blessing. So either way, I'm winning. every day is a new day. Whatever you did yesterday, maybe you need to apologize. Maybe you need to make amends, but it's over. It's over. So do what you have to do and move past it. If you didn't do as well as you would have liked, you get to start over. Nobody gets it 100% right every day. I have a yelly voice. I've got 6 kids. The dogs bark like crazy. If I leave the room, my cats are screaming at me. So volume in my house is always at a 10. And my 5-year-old hates it. So we made a deal. I'm not yelling anymore. I'm not yelling. And it's hard. Guess who fucked up today? Guess who fucked up? And I caught myself right away. Tomorrow's a new day. I get to start over. Do I not get to say it's been 4 days? I haven't yelled, bug. Are you proud of me? Because that's our deal. We're going to stop screaming. We're going to stop yelling. Okay. We're going to stop talk yelling. Yell talking. What do you call it? It fucks up her nervous system. And I don't want to do that to her because I know what it feels like. Okay. It sucks. But today wasn't perfect. I don't just give up. I'm not like, fuck it. I yelled today. So I'm just going to talk to everybody in my fucking yelly voice. Okay. I'm not going to do that. I caught myself. I brought it into my awareness. I don't want them yelling at me. I'm not going to be yelling at them. We're going to treat each other how we want to be treated. And tomorrow's another day to get it right. Am I going to be extra aware of it because I fucked up? Hell yes, I am. I am. I apologized, made amends. It's in the past. I'm going to forgive myself. The world doesn't come crashing down when you make a mistake. Strengthening your character takes effort. It takes discipline. It takes you doing what you say you're going to do. It takes courage. And if you try to do some of the shit I talked about, you're on your way to becoming this incredible person with integrity. You can live life according to the principles that you're choosing. This is how you become the best version of yourself. And that is your job in this lifetime, to have some fun, collect some beautiful memories, have a great time by becoming the best version of yourself. Strengthen your character. You'll thank me later. It's not easy, but you're going to be like, God, that bitch. It's like she's always right. You guys and my husband should start a fan club called She's Always Fucking Right and It's Annoying, But We Love Her. Okay? She's always fucking right and it sucks. Because she doesn't have an easy way out. She doesn't have a magic wand. There's no blueprint to skip the steps. We had to go through it. We're going to have fun doing it. Just fucking have fun doing it. You're taking it all too serious, okay? Just be kind. I get that you've been treating yourself like shit lately. So you think it's okay to treat everybody else that way, and it's just not. It's not, babe. So take the deep breath all the way in your core. Hold it in and then brush it out and start over. That's it. Best version of yourself for this human experience. You're worth that. The people around you, they're worth that too. I love you, bitches.